Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is February 2nd, 2012, Groundhog's Day. This is audio boo number 140. Hey, I'm going to talk a little bit today about the Super Bowl, my Super Bowl pick, and also about the market, about Ben Bernanke. So let's just start with the Super Bowl pick, get it out of the way. I think the Giants are going to win. I mean, they're getting 3 points, right? And I just don't think the Patriots are the team that they were a few years ago, and I think the Giants have improved. So I think it's a pretty easy pick, and I'm also going under. Under on the score. I think the Patriots offense isn't as well-rounded, and when they go up against a decent defense, they don't score as many points. So I went under, and I think the Giants will just do whatever they need to do to win. They don't have to score a lot. They don't have to blow anybody out. I think they'll just hang around and do what they need to do to win. So that's my pick. It's the Giants. Better running game. Better wide receivers. You know, the Patriots, do he even have any wide receivers? They have the tight ends, and one of them is a little gimpy, right? So that's just my thought. Go G-Men. And I actually went to Reno last weekend and took the Giants in a two-team parlay. Took the 3 points and the under, and I also just took them on the money line. So I did all those little crazy prop bets too, you know, the will this guy score, will that guy score, will the quarterback throw for over 300 yards, blah, blah, blah. Makes it a little bit more interesting, the over-under on the quarters, that kind of stuff. So anyways, hey, to the stock market. The stock market seems to be just waiting for the Super Bowl, right? Not much happening in the stock market. It's mostly been bullish. I think today and yesterday were less bullish than the previous days where the market kind of rallied into the close. It seems to be a little bit more suspect now. But, you know, if we're just kind of consolidating moving sideways, that can be kind of healthy. So it is what it is. And the other thing is that have you noticed how growth stocks have actually been outperforming? You remember last year was the year of the dividend stock. And at the beginning of the year, we heard so much about, hey, you got to buy the stocks that pay the dividends, you know, the 3%, the 4%, the 5% dividends, the tobacco stocks, the telecom stocks, the McDonald's and Pepsi's and that kind of thing, because they pay money and they were growing. And in a environment where you get 0% in a savings account, CDs don't pay anything, treasuries don't pay anything, folks are looking to yield and kind of bid up the prices of these dividend stocks. Well, in the month of January, get this, the non-dividend paying stocks of the S&P 500 are up 8%, while the dividend stocks were down over 1%. And that's compared to last year where the dividend stocks were up, about 10% for the year. So compared to the total stock market, which I think was up about 4%, right, with dividends and all. So, but anyway, it's kind of interesting to think that actually growth and small caps have been outperforming the dividend players. So there you go. And right now, growth is kind of hot, and everybody has kind of a positive view of stocks. Maybe everybody's too bullish. We're starting to see, I don't want to use the word froth because we have been moving sideways, but the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100, the NASDAQ has been kind of outperforming, and folks do seem to think the stock market looks a little less risky perhaps. And now we have the big social networking IPO coming up soon with Facebook, and who knows, maybe that'll be the top of the rally or right about there. We'll see how that goes. And it's interesting to see how many people actually want a piece of it. There's almost this assumption that that stock's going to do really well, be like Google. And it's not just that stock that's being bought up right now. If you take a look at some of the social media ETFs, they're moving up right now because folks are anticipating that those ETFs and mutual funds that invest in those that's going to get some Facebook. They're going to get the IPO price and they're going to move up. So you're starting to see that happen already in those prices of those ETFs. So the other thing today was Ben Bernanke. Ben Bernanke's actually been warning about the economy, right? He's out there saying that he's going to keep interest rates low until the midway through Obama's second term in 2014. And that today he said, hey, don't cut spending too rapidly. So he is all for stimulus. So he is concerned that the economy isn't as robust as we think. So, hey, that's it. I'm just doing a quick puppy walk, and I wanted to do a quick audio boo. I hope you're having a great one. See ya.